Chapter 1. Millionaire Meets Billionaire. Robert's View, Chicago, November 6, 2005.
It is early Sunday afternoon. Tens of thousands of people are attending a large real estate exposition put on by the Learning Annex in Chicago. The convention hall is filled with exhibits and displays of wealth-building investments and opportunities. In smaller classrooms, instructors are sharing their knowledge and wisdom about how the attendees can build their own personal fortunes. Backstage, in the large room where the production crews are working, there is a quiet, electric excitement. A long black limousine has pulled up, and people have begun to whisper, "He's here. Donald Trump has arrived." I am standing with my partner and co-author, Sharon Lecter, in the green room, a private lounge where the main speakers wait before going on stage. So I do not see the limo arrive. But when I see two police officers go past the door of the green room, I know Donald Trump is about to enter. I hurry out to make way for him and his approaching entourage. Standing outside the green room, I can see a tall, imposing figure stepping out of the limo. Those of us fortunate enough to have backstage passes spontaneously form two lines. Almost on cue, Donald Trump walks between the two lines of admirers, smiling and nodding. Bill Zanker, founder and CEO of the Learning Annex, greets Donald, shows him into the green room, and shuts the door. A moment later, Bill Zanker exits and walks over to me. "Are you ready to introduce Donald?" asks Bill. Rich Dad's Robert Kiyosaki, introducing the Donald. The crowd loves it. Donald Trump emerges from the green room and walks over to where Bill and I are standing. After a few private words with Bill, Donald turns to me and says, "Hello, you're introducing me?" I nod in response. "Great. I see you're still on the New York Times bestseller list," says Donald. "That's amazing." Then he lowers his voice just a notch. "I want to talk to you about something. Have you got time right now?" "Of course," I reply. "You're the number one personal finance author, and I'm the number one business author. We should do a book together. What do you think?" Stunned by the offer, I am speechless. "That's a great idea," Bill Zanker says, jumping in to fill the void caused by my silence. "It would definitely be a bestseller." Finally, I recover and feebly reply, "Great idea. Let's do it." Knowing that Donald doesn't care to shake hands, I risk extending my hand to see if he is serious about this book deal. He is, and we shake. Donald then turns to Keith, his imposing bodyguard, and says, "Give Robert my card. Call me the next time you're in New York, and we'll begin putting the book together," says Donald. "I'll introduce you to Meredith. She'll help us on the project."